Calling all amateur bird watchers, your help is needed by the State Department of Natural Resources, as well as a handful of bird organizations.
The groups are coming together to organize the largest statewide bird survey in state history, one that will enlist the help of thousands of citizen scientists over the course of 5 years and help shape the next generation of bird conservation efforts.
Here to tell us more about that effort and how you can get involved is Nick Anich. He's the Breeding Bird Atlas Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you're getting ready to launch the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas. What is this project aiming to do?
So this is actually replicating the first atlas, which was undertaken from 1995 to 2000. And it's basically surveying the entire state systematically, trying to figure out the ranges of all the different bird species that live here.
So I want to get into the citizen science part of this. What are you looking for from the public to help out in this effort?
Well, the last time around, we had over 1,600 participants. And this time around, we hope to get at least that many. And so, you know, a lot of the effort is probably going to be undertaken by skilled birders, but because this time around we have an online data entry system, you know, anyone who has, you know, bluebirds nesting in their yard, or if they see, you know, some baby Canada geese following along, they can go online and enter it right in.
So you said some of this will be undertaken by skilled birders. For people who might not quite live up to that skilled birder level, how would they be participating? What would that look like?
Well, we're going to have a lot of ways to try to involve people at a lower level. We'll have a lot of resources on the website to help out with bird identification and such. There's a lot of local bird clubs around the state that I'm sure would be happy to have some fresh blood in them. We hope to have a mentor program where we get some of these skilled birders to go out and mentor people who have interest but aren't really experienced yet. And there's also some opportunities for field trips. I know the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology and also the Natural Resource Foundation of Wisconsin will both be leading field trips over the next five-year period that are designed to coincide with some surveying for the Bird Atlas.
This is the second time that the state has done this, as you mentioned. What do we learn from that first Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas?
Well, so they found 235 different species of birds that were possibly breeding, and they confirmed 226 of those. So it generated a database of over 170,000 records of breeding birds that, you know, is a good baseline to compare to.
And what do you hope to learn this time around?
Well, one of the really interesting things will be comparing to that first atlas data. So we'll be looking for things like, you know, rain shifts over time that might be related to changes in climate or habitat. And, you know, this atlas is going to provide a really rich data set. It'll give us, you know, basic information on the current range and abundance of species. It'll gather a lot of information to hopefully guide management, especially for species of concern, and it'll also guide conservation planning when we decide which areas of the state are especially important to protect. And it'll provide a really big data set that scientists and researchers will be able to use to answer a lot of questions.
Now, as I understand it, this isn't just, you know, where the birds are. I saw bird X in the backyard, but also trying to focus in on breeding behaviors. Where are birds breeding the next generation?
Right. So we're not just sending people to with a checklist to tick off birds they've seen, but we're encouraging them to watch the birds for different behaviors. And so we have a list of behaviors, and then those can be classified as possible breeding, like maybe you saw a singing male in appropriate habitat, or probable breeding, maybe you saw a pair of birds together or a bird defending its territory, and then confirmed breeding, maybe you saw something like nest building or a recently fledged young.
So this is, you know, it's science, but it sounds like it's also going to be fun for people to participate and get to know birds a little bit better, get closer to the biology of birds.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people in Wisconsin who enjoy the outdoors and enjoy seeing birds, so we hope that this catches the interest of a lot of people.
How much is technology changing your ability to track these birds? I mean, imagine, you know, 20, 30 years ago, before any kind of internet age, I think things must have looked very different.
Yeah, with the first atlas, they mailed out people the paper USGS topographic quad maps. This time around, we'll have some interactive maps, and we've got interactive data entry. The data entry will be happening through a website called eBird.org, which is developed by Cornell. And we're working with them to construct a custom data entry system where you'll be able to go and zoom in on a Google map and plot your location, and then that will be rounded up into this Atlas block grid system that we've created.
And so say someone's listening right now, wants to get involved, what steps do they need to take to sign up?
The easiest thing right now is to go to our website, which is WSOBirds, all one word, .org, and then click Atlas at the top and sign up for our email list. We are furiously preparing as much as we can here. We don't have everything quite online yet, but that will get you on our email list, and we will let you know when we're ready to send you out looking for birds.
And there's a kickoff event coming up, I think, later this month. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, in the Wausau area at the end of February, we're going to have, actually, Chris Wood, who is the head of eBird and was a major Atlaser the first time around, is flying in to speak. And we have a lot of Atlas planners and other bird experts there to kind of get people excited and informed about the meeting. I think online registration for that has ended, but you're still able to sign up at the door.
And how many people do you expect to participate this time around?
We've got over 175 people signed up already, so we've got a good crowd.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
We've been speaking with Nick Anich. He's the Breeding Bird Atlas Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.